All right, welcome to Start from Scratch Podcast Show. I'm your host, Troy Williams. I don't got a lot of time, people, you know. Saturday, got things to do. I'm busy, you know. I'm actually making this podcast. And in between my workouts, just got done doing some cardio. I'm going to do some weights in a minute. So, you know, don't got a lot of time. But, it is Saturday, October 17th. It is getting to be... It's three in the afternoon here, and this is what I'm doing, so don't have a lot of other plans, so this might be the highlight of my day, but, you know, hey, as long as I'm working out, hey, you gotta get it in, you know, if you fit in, you don't gotta get in, you feel me? let's see what's going on in the world today, man. I mean, just be on a positive tip. I mean, if you're alive, if you're breathing, you live to see another day, don't worry about the past. Just focus on what you can do in this present moment right now. I'm a motivational speaker, y'all. Just focus on what you can do in this moment, in this space, as you're listening to me. Breathe in. Count to 10. Hold it, breathe out, count to 10. Do that about 3-4 times, you should be all right. A little anxiety, stress tip from the Start From Scratch Podcast Show. Okay, let's see, what should we jump into today? Like I said, I don't got a lot of time. First of all, I don't know what this... I think I spoke about it last podcast. I don't know what this whole... I don't know what this whole canceling Ice Cube thing is about. But people need to just relax. It's 16 days until the election. You know what I mean? Let's just bring it down a notch. Let's just calm down. You know, I mean, it's not that serious. Ice Cube, look, I'm a fan of Ice Cube. Big, huge fan. And whatever he's trying to do for black people, I'm sure is in a positive way. So let's just leave it at that, okay? Let's just stop there. Everyone's making all this kind of noise. I don't even know what the hell, and half of them don't even know what they're talking about. You know what I mean? Half of them don't even know what they're talking about. You know what I mean? But yeah. Let's see. Not a lot going on today. I mean, like I said, working out. The fish diet's going pretty good, although I did marinate some chicken. I have some chicken marinating, some chicken thighs to be more specific. They're marinating right now. They've been marinating since this morning, so I'm gonna have some chicken thighs today. Okay, I don't know what to tell you. It's just gonna happen. They've been marinating. They're there. I'm gonna put them in the air fryer, and who's gonna stop me? Who is going to stop me? One thing that's crazy is this. I think my brother just sent it to me. I guess so. You know, the Proud Boys. I don't know what the hell that is, but you know, I guess it's from the white supremacist group. Protesters clashing with police. This is in San Francisco, near the Civic Center. Police state they are escorting several Proud Boy members out of the area. Police are attempting to escort and organize out through a large crowd of protesters. Police have identified the speakers who left the state as a Proud Boy. So, yeah, I mean, I guess this white supremacist group is, this is the whole thing. I mean, because obviously in the debate, Trump was like, I forget the guy's name, but Chris Wallace, the moderator, asked him to denounce all that white supremacy stuff, and Trump was like, stand back and stand by. That's all he said. So basically, Trump is a racist. He's a racist. And he supports all that white supremacy stuff. And so now that he's president, this is why he has to go. Because you can't be president and stand for all this negative stuff that's dividing our country. And so Trump, through his rhetoric and his silent nods or whatever you call them, you know, he's invoking these people. He's actually giving them, you know, he's opening the gates in society for them to announce themselves and be proud of being white nationalists. And that's not okay. So all you people out there who think, well, you know, I don't know what Biden's policies are, and you know, compared to Trump, just know this. I don't know what a lot of Biden's policies are either. You know, but how's the last 4 years of Trump been going for you? Yeah, even if you are a Trump supporter, you have to admit you've never seen it get this crazy before. You've never seen such divisiveness, such, you know, just craziness, anarchy. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just getting out of control. So what do you guys? So I mean, even if you're, I mean, like, look, your vote does not really only come down to, you know, which president you want. That's just all media stuff. I mean, you still got to vote locally, and you still have to, you know, do what you can within your community. But at the same time, if you're going to choose a president, don't choose Trump. It's only going to get worse. That's it. That's all I got to say. I mean, and obviously, I mean, not obviously, but our two main picks are Biden and Trump. Ain't nobody voting for Kanye West. I don't know what Kanye's trying to do. I don't know if he's about to drop an album or not. But hey, he said he's going to run for president in 2020. I guess he did. You know what I mean? I mean, he didn't lie. He did. But I mean, that's another topic for another day. But you don't want to live in a more racist America. You don't want to go back to, you don't want America that looked like the 60s. At this point, we've been in it 4 years. We know what Trump means by make America great again. He means make America racist and divided and go back to the, you know, the way the things used to be. You know, he wants to segregate us again. That's making America great, damn it. That's making America great to this country. It's not just him, because I mean, the point I was getting at is, you know, you gotta do what you can in your community, but you also have to remember that the Electoral College, are the people who put Trump in office. So if you don't know what the Electoral College is, look it up, YouTube it, educate yourself. But this is why it's important for, you know, middle America to really have a big turnout to really sway the Electoral College, because we already know who's going to win the popular vote. But if certain states don't, you know, vote Democrat or vote for Biden, Trump could very easily win again. very easily. So, I mean, so here, like I said, Ohio, look, Ohio, Wisconsin, Florida, New York, Delaware, Vermont, North Dakota, South Dakota, if you're listening to me, Kansas, every state in this country, please do not vote for this man. It's just getting out of hand. I mean that's the only way he's gonna win. We already know he's not liked. He knows he's not liked. But he's gonna keep going to these rallying in these certain states, try to boost some momentum. And I'm telling you guys, don't fall for the trick. You already know what he's about. You know what he stands for. And it's nothing good. He's $400+ in debt to somebody he won't say. It's probably more debt than that. Okay, he still hasn't showed us his taxes. He wants white people to be, he's promoting white nationalists. I mean, the list goes on and on. He's using the United States military on Americans who are using their First Amendment right. You know what I mean? He's doing photo ops to look presidential, but he ain't doing presidential stuff. I'm telling you right now, all Trump is doing, look, if not saying the next year or two, it might come out in 10 years, or I don't know, but I'm sure it's going to come out that Trump just won the election and just stole as much money as he could and got away. He already said that if he doesn't win, he's going to leave the country. What kind of president is that? You know he dirty. You know it. But, you know, I mean, like I said, I mean, I didn't want to go down this road. But I did. Troy, why did you do it? Why did you do it, Troy? You didn't have to go down this path. Luke, I am your father. I had to get that off my chest. This is, 16 more days. Let's see what happens. But yeah, in other news, man, I mean, there's not much else going on. California's still hot. You know, California's hot. Today, I don't have to work today. Obviously, because it's the weekend. I mean, I still have work to do, but I don't have to confine myself to sitting at a computer all day inside my apartment, which has no AC, and just be hot and miserable. So today, I'm out. I'm out in these streets, get some fresh air. Like I said, working out right now. So today is not as bad as yesterday, but I think it's still pretty hot though. I was just shooting around outside. It's 91 degrees, so it's already hot. It's already hot, but it looks like it's gonna get cool after today. Looks like today should be the last day in at least in the next week of crazy scorching heat. So, wow. So yeah, we'll just get through today. But yeah, what else is going on? What else is popping in these streets? I'm gonna tell you what's popping in these streets. A whole bunch of nothing. Nah, people still be getting lit out here. People trying to do as much outdoor activities as they can. I mean, all the restaurants, you've seen it. Outdoor seating. This streets blocked off, and when tables outside, and it's crazy, like, because when they first started doing this stuff, I was like, well, it's what about all the homeless people who used to be on those same corners, you know what I mean? and would just, you know, I mean, granted, it was inappropriate, you know, no one wanted to see, you know, no one liked the sight of that, but that's where they were. So I was always wonder, like, you know, when they first started saying you can have outdoor seating, I was like, well, dang, that's going to be weird, especially when you got, like, homeless people just walking around. So now you got all these homeless people walking around outside, and we're eating outside. It's like, so weird. I mean, what a contrast, right? What a contrast. But, yeah, I mean, look, this corona thing is crazy. I mean, apparently cases are still going up. You know what I mean? I mean, like, spiking, like, record cases. And we're, like, 7 months in. Ah, man. We're 7 months into this stuff, and we're still just, like, I swear to God, it's just a Groundhog Day. It's, like, just when you think you're done, it's, like, never mind. And it's been like that for 7 months. What's that one movie? Happy Death Day? Let me see. I think it's called Happy Birthday, but it's like a scary movie. Happy Death Day. Yeah, Happy Death Day. If you haven't seen it, it's kind of a scary movie. I mean, I don't get scared that easily, so. But this is considered a horror thriller. But it's about this movie, this girl, you know, she keeps reliving this day over and over. She gets killed, and when she gets killed, she wakes up, and she has to, like, relive it all over again and try not to get killed. And she's killed, she has to figure out, and she gets killed, and then she wakes up again, and she has to figure out how not to die and figure out who killed her. So it's this repeated cycle, blah, blah, blah. Keeps having a happy death day movie. That's what this whole pandemic feels like. It's like every day, happy Corona day. For 7 months, every day. It's like, oh, great, cases are going up. It's like, fuck, when will this shit stop? Ah, man. It's a pretty good movie, though. But yeah, you know, I'm probably gonna leave it there. I'm gonna finish this workout. Like I said, I got some cardio in. I'm pretty pleased with myself so far. Better than nothing, man. I tell you what, sitting on the couch is hard. Before all this whole shutdown stuff, I would love the moments where I'm like, oh, let me just relax and chill out. Oh, yeah, let me just lay down. Let me just watch some TV. Let me just binge watch. But, and trust, don't get me wrong, obviously, we're 7 months in. I binge watched a ton of shit. But some days I'm just like, I'm over it, man. Some days I'm just like, I gotta do something. And the worst part is, like, it happens while I'm working. You know what I mean? So, it gets to be a regular old Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm just like in the middle of them, like, this has to stop. I used to go on drives. That would help a little bit. First started with walks. That helped a little bit. Then once I got tired of the same walks, you know, I got a bike. But if you've been listening, you know the bike story that I bought, the bike that I bought from Walmart, the bike from hell. So bike didn't work out. So I just started going on drives, you know. Then I would, you know, walk around at parks and stuff. But now I don't even want to drive around anymore because that's a waste of gas. clearly, right? But before it was like fun. But now it's like, nah, that's a waste of time. All that just, you know, I mean, all you can really do is like drive in like a circle, not like you're going anywhere. Or just, you just, you know, just drive at one destination and drive right back home. Whoop-de-doo. So yeah, but yeah, happy Saturday. Have some fun. Just enjoy yourself today. You know, try to enjoy yourself. It's the least you can do. Oh man, I wish I had my laptop because I would play the sound clip. It's on DJ Pooh's Instagram. I guess it's an old video because I shared it to some friends. They're like, oh, this is old, but it's like this white chick. She's like wearing a Trump hat. She's like this Trump poster. And in the background, she's like, oh my God, my dad just got beat up or punched in the face just for being a Trump supporter. All for being a Trump supporter. And then she takes her Trump hat off. She's like, psych. And she's like, you know, she doesn't say psych. She takes her hat off. She's like, and I do it again. And so someone like made like a little DJ mix to it, a little song to it. Go on DJ Pooh's website, I mean Instagram. That's where I saw it. But, or just look up #do it again on whatever social media app. It's funny. I enjoyed it. And that's all I got today, guys. Surface Grass Podcast Show. I'm out.